The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State visits Nebraska on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Hey, Adam, it's Jerry. I'm just rounding Coach up right now. I'll have him here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Hello.
Hello, Coach. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ken Rhoda, WHBC Radio. Okay, we'll move on to Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I'm just wondering, are you seeing a rise in confidence from Benjamin Victor in the last several weeks? Just sort of like what's your impression of him and how he may fit in the rotation headed forward?
I sure have, and it's amazing to say this. We're not even scratching the surface of his ability level. He's got so much more left. We haven't even seen near the ceiling what he has ability-wise. A great young man that's just learning how to work all the time and go all the time. But, yeah, he's a very talented guy.
Have you had a guy – I mean, obviously you've had some guys in the past who could go up and get the football, but the way he can climb the ladder, so to speak, does that make him a little, I guess, special in your group there?
Yeah, I've not met many like that. I remember, you know, obviously Chris Carter years and years and years ago when we were here together. And,
yeah.
You know, got Mike Thomas and, you know, was good, really good at going up and getting the ball. But this guy's, you know, he's just by sheer size and wingspan, he's got great ball skills.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Urban. I wanted to ask you about what looked like a little tweak offensively last week. You guys had a tight end in the backfield. I know you've done that before, but this time he looked like almost like a fullback, kind of a lead blocker on some of those runs. Could you explain a little bit why you guys made that change and were you happy with what you got out of it?
Yeah, we're always looking for ways to make things better, and we studied a couple offenses, and obviously Kevin Wilson and Ryan Day brought this to my attention of what I thought, and we ran it 20 times in the game. So it's we're still working on it. It's a new play, and obviously once you have a play, you have to build off it, play action passing, et cetera. But it was very effective, and we're going to continue it.
And as you guys get into practice this week, are you anticipating the right guard position is a battle? Is that Matt Burrell's job to lose, or how are you looking at that?
No, it's open. It's wide open. There's three people right now, and they're running for it. Malcolm Pridgen, Matt Burrell, and Demetrius Knox.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Urban. After the game, some of your players spoke about how the offense had been simplified, terminology, and maybe playbook. Could you kind of address that? What kind of changes were made, and what effect do you think that's had?
There were zero changes made. I'm not sure what, like from when to when, from last year to this year.
Well, early in the season to now. I mean, Marcus Ball talked about how terminology had been simplified, and Billy Price mentioned that the play calls, I guess, were a little simplified, or a little made more simple.
Not that I know of. Maybe shorten the words or something, but no, that's pretty standard operating procedure what we've been doing.
Okay.
Your next question is from Austin Ward, Land of Ten.
Hey, Urban. I understand there was a difficult situation with one of your players' family yesterday. Is there anything you can share with why you wanted to go or the support you wanted to offer or any additional insight maybe to what's going on there?
No, I'd rather not have not got out, but I guess people are asking why I forgot there was even a press conference. So, no, it's just we run this thing as a big family, and when we share and with our thoughts with our players. So, no, I'd rather move on.
Okay. I just hope this doesn't sound...
Just out of privacy for everybody.
Okay. I was curious if it would affect your roster at all. I hope that doesn't sound insensitive. I just, we're wanting to figure out what was going on.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Urban, you've talked a lot this season about the struggles with the kickoffs. I was just wondering, do you consider at all changing the way in which you do those kickoffs? I know you have a specific way in which you do them, but I hear a lot of fans will say, oh, they should kick the ball through the end zone. Do you think at all about changing it at all when those kickers are struggling?
Sure. We're always thinking we have trouble kicking it through the end zone, too. No, if it was that simple, I'd do that. Yeah, it's more complicated than that, but absolutely. We're always constantly, you don't fit a square peg in a round hole. You do what you can do, and we're still figuring out what we can do.
Is there still a competition going on between
Yes.
Nuremberger and Haubau this week?
Yep.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, have you received any, I don't know, say it this way, but an apology from the Big Ten about the Denzel Ward hit, the targeting call and the ejection, or an explanation? Because from what we saw on TV, it looked like a textbook hit, should have been a fumble return for a touchdown.
No, it was, we did receive the, what would you do is you turn it in each week and, I have a guy on our staff call the Big Ten officiating, and the report back was that, on the field, it's a snap judgment, but the replay official was an error. And so we're going to reward Denzel Ward today at practice for a cause fumble, and he should not have been ejected, and it was a mistake.
How concerned are you about that this could happen again, maybe in a bigger game that affects a Big Ten championship, a playoff game,
Oh, sure.
Or even a national championship?
Well, concerned, irate, all the above. Yeah, and it's not the person on the field. Those are snap judgments. Those are, you can't, I still to this day don't understand how that happens. But that's, that's for the higher-ups to figure out. And yeah, of course, concern's probably not strong enough.
Thanks.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Roman Stubbs, Washington Post.
Hey, Urban, I just was curious if you could elaborate just on how much more comfortable JT has been even from the first game to now. And also, what have you seen from Dwayne Haskins and just how he's kind of grown up, I guess, in these last few games and just getting any experience that he's gotten?
Yeah, I think JT and the receivers are playing very well together. They practice that way. They work that way. And that is usually the great nor the very good offenses we've had that happens. When the last time we were really, really good at throwing the ball was 2014, where I think we averaged 250 a game. We're averaging 320 a game or something like that now, and it's the correlation between those two. It has to be really good, and it is. And I can't ask for more out of them as far as working and trying to get better. And we're still got a long ways to go. But, yeah, he's doing a very nice job, and we understand what's coming down the road now, including this week. So I like to use the term, we're very realistic where we're at right now, and that certainly don't have all the answers.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.